All right, everyone, welcome back. I'm so excited for our deep dive today. We're going way back, exploring the book of Genesis, chapter 26, to be exact.
Oh, Genesis, a classic.
It is, but we're not just going to rehash the story. We're going to see what kind of ancient wisdom we can dig up, and more importantly, how it might apply to our lives, you know, today.
I love that. Bridging the gap between ancient text and modern life, always fascinating.
Absolutely. So, to set the stage, this chapter focuses on Isaac.
Son of Abraham.
Right. And he's facing a pretty tough situation, a famine.
Uh-oh, not good.
No, not good at all. He's considering packing up, moving on. But then he receives guidance, a message from God, telling him to stay put, to stay in a place called Gerar.
Wow. So going against what seems logical. Interesting.
It is. Imagine that, trusting in something beyond the immediate circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think about how we make decisions today, right?
Totally. Do we always go with the easy option? Or do we ever stop and think, is there another path?
Yeah, a path that maybe isn't so obvious.
It's like, are we tuning in to our intuition, maybe even faith, even when it feels a bit risky?
Exactly. So Isaac stays in Gerar. He encounters Abimelech, the king of the Philistines.
Ah, Philistines.
And, well, things get a little complicated. Isaac, he's worried about his wife, Rebecca. She's beautiful, and he fears for her safety.
Understandable, given the times.
Right. So he does something maybe not so wise. He tells Abimelech that Rebecca is his sister.
Ooh, a little white lie.
Yeah, a deception that backfires, of course.
Yeah.
Abimelech finds out the truth, and he's not happy. It highlights the importance of integrity, even when we're scared, right?
Absolutely. Honesty and transparency. Those are the foundations of trust in any relationship then and now.
100%. But here's the interesting part. Despite this slip-up, Isaac prospers. He becomes incredibly successful, which, ironically, leads to new problems.
Oh, how so?
Well, his success sparks envy among the Philistines. They start filling in the wells that Isaac's father, Abraham, had dug.
Whoa, really? Talk about cutting someone off at the source.
I know. It's like they're trying to erase his legacy, limit his potential out of jealousy.
Hmm.
But Isaac, he doesn't fight back. Not in the way you might expect.
What does he do?
He moves on. Starts digging new wells in a different location.
So persistence, but also recognizing when to walk away.
Exactly. And it's fascinating how each well he digs tells a part of this story.
Like what?
Well, the names. They're so symbolic. Like Esek, meaning contention, Sitna, meaning hatred, and finally Rehoboth, meaning broad places.
Wow. He goes from conflict to like a place of peace and abundance.
Right. It's a powerful reminder that sometimes stepping away from unproductive conflict can open up so much space for growth.
So true. We've got trust, integrity, conflict resolution, all these timeless themes playing out in this ancient story.
And there's more to uncover. So much we can learn from Isaac's experiences.
Yeah, Isaac's story, it's packed with those timeless nuggets of wisdom. Like, think about him redigging those wells, the ones his father dug.
It's like, what does that even mean?
It speaks volumes, actually, about heritage and innovation, finding that balance. Honoring the past, but still carving out your own path.
That's true, isn't it? It's like in any field you can think of.
Yeah.
Technology, art, social change even. You got to learn from those who came before.
Yeah. Learn from the past, but bring your own spark to it.
Exactly. Your unique perspective. But through it all, I mean, Isaac went through so much. Famine, deception, conflict, and he just kept going.
That's resilience right there.
And it makes me think about this other big theme in his story. The idea of divine assurance. Like throughout all the ups and downs, God keeps reaffirming his covenant with Isaac.
Giving him that sense of hope and support.
Unwavering support.
Yeah.
It makes me think about how we find that kind of assurance in our own lives, especially when things get tough, you know?
It could be faith, trust in humanity, or even just belief in yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It's like having that solid foundation, that belief that even when things are hard, you're not alone, that there's something bigger to guide you through it.
Absolutely. But let's bring it back to today. How do these ancient ideas, these principles, actually apply to our modern world?
That's the big question, right? Like, we talked about obedience, but what's that even look like now?
It's not about blind faith anymore, is it?
Not really. It's more about, like, figuring things out. What aligns with our values, our gut feeling, maybe even seeking guidance from people we trust.
Mentors, those voices of wisdom.
Exactly. And integrity.
Yeah.
I mean, Isaac messed up with that lie, but in today's world, everything's online, amplified. The stakes feel so much higher.
For sure. It's not just about telling the truth. It's about being real, being transparent, building trust, both online and offline, you know?
It is. It's like we're building a reputation piece by piece. And those pieces can fall apart pretty quickly.
Sadly, that's true.
Then there's conflict. Isaac walked away from those wells, chose not to fight. But the world today, it feels so quick to anger, so divided. How do we even apply that to our lives?
It's tough. It's so easy to get caught up in arguing, defending your point. But maybe stepping back, like Isaac did, is actually the strongest move.
Sometimes, yeah. Choosing your battles. Realizing that not everything has to be a win-or-lose situation.
Exactly. Seeking common ground, building bridges instead of walls. Sometimes you just gotta walk away.
For sure. And what about heritage and innovation? Like, how do we actually live that out?
Well, we've got this incredible legacy, right? From our families, communities, cultures, we build on that. But we also got to bring something new to the table.
Be innovative.
Yeah. It's like we are dwarfs standing on the shoulders of giants, that quote. We see further because of what came before us. But we got to keep reaching higher.
I love that. We've covered so much. But I'm curious, what's the big aha moment we can take away from Isaac's story? What's that one thing?
It comes back to those wells, those symbols of abundance. Think of them metaphorically. Those resources, those opportunities we need to truly thrive.
Okay, now you've got me thinking.
So what are our wells in the modern world? That's the question.
Our wells?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a powerful way to look at it. It's not just about what Isaac did. It's about what we're doing, you know?
Exactly. What are we seeking out? What are we cultivating to really thrive?
It's like we're on this personal quest or something to discover our own wells.
I love that. A quest. And like any good quest, it takes work. It takes patience.
But where do we even start? I mean, what could these modern wells even look like?
Well, think about it. Where do you feel most drained? Where's that thirst? Is it like a lack of knowledge or maybe a need to express yourself creatively?
Or even just deeper connection with people.
Exactly. Maybe your well is about learning, always expanding your horizons, education. Or maybe it's diving into something creative, writing, music, art, who knows? Even starting a business could be a well, right?
It could. Or maybe it's about those relationships, making them stronger, you know, with family, friends, community.
It could be all of those things or something totally different. The point is you got to figure out what's missing, where you need to dig.
Right. It's not like these wells just appear. We got to work for it. But that's kind of exciting too, right? Like, we have a say in this.
We absolutely do. We're not just reading about Isaac. We're taking his story and finding our own way.
I love that. We started with this ancient story, and now we're on our own quests to find our own wells.
It's incredible, right? The power of these timeless stories. They still speak to us thousands of years later.
And they challenge us to dig deep, to find our own sources of abundance.
So to everyone listening, I'll ask you the same question. What are your wells? What are you going to dig today?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. It's been an amazing journey.
Keep exploring, keep digging. And until next time, keep uncovering that ancient wisdom hidden within you.